Like yourselves, I may not have been around enough, around on the block long enough to know that there was a time when fringe ideas, conspiratorial ideas, were deemed a little cuckoo, were deemed a little mad, i.e., people thinking the earth is flat. Or thinking, Tupac is still alive. He is alive and well. He's somewhere chilling. Or that, we never really landed on the moon. It was all fabricated fake news. Like, I imagine that once upon a time, in this utopia that we call the Matrix, said people would be looked at and maybe ostracized or teased as if they were a little nuts. And, justifiably so. But I gotta tell you, this is becoming the norm more and more on both sides of our very much unhinged culture, on both extremes. And I'm sitting back and I'm watching, I'm taking it all in. And I gotta say, y'all really be giving Alex Jones aesthetic. Like, you guys are making Alex Jones look normal. And I don't really know what to do about it except for ask, why are we like this? Why are we truly like this? So, to give a little bit of specificity, only on Cancel Me, Baby, are we going to tie together the extreme rights conspiracy that Taylor Swift is an actual Pentagon, like CIA PSYOP asset. Okay. Like, who knew? Who thought? Like, the FBI's biggest weapon, okay, with red lipstick and underwear for fans. Okay. And like her sixth grade diary as the lyrics of our times. And then you have the other very much, again, detached from reality of the extremes of the Israel-Hamas war and what we're seeing as a cultural norm in the place of what is supposed to be higher and esteemed, coveted learning and education and our culture as a whole. So that's right. Only on this show, only would Talk to Me, Taylor. Talk to Me, Baby. Are we going to tie the extremes of both sides? This is very much real. Again, very much both detached from reality, very much both, popping in their respective corners of the world that we call this godforsaken place of this country, of the Taylor Swift conspiracy believers, Taylor Swift of it all, and again, the Israel Hamas deniers of it all. We're gonna get to this, okay? Trust me, we are going to make it make sense. Just like Claudine Gay is gonna plagiarize her next piece into her, it will all make sense, and somehow when she gets caught, she will just blame it on racism and it will just make sense to her, guys. So, okay. First things first, yeah, it really is insane, right? Because it's like both sides of this, but the sad thing is, again, neither of these are really fringe. It's like both are taking over more and more, like Medusa turning us to stone, but like willingly, like please turn my brain to stone, not like the hot Medusa, you know what I mean? But both of them are very much. Ignore the facts of reality. It's like, where are you people? Like, how oxygen deprived are you all? So, we have in the news of the Super Bowl, let's talk about the extreme conservative right wing conspiracy theorists. Like, their tinfoil hat is the fashion statement of the century when it comes to the NFL. Travis Kelce, Pfizer, Taylor Swift, and the Biden administration being in cahoots. And they seriously, they are ready for the touchdown. They are taking this to the end zone, okay? So now that we know who will be in the Super Bowl, the Kansas City Chiefs, the San Francisco 49ers, and it was a whole big spectacle, right? Because Taylor Swift went to the stage, rushed to the stage, rushed to the field, and Travis Kelce, blah, 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 blah. Okay, no one cares. But here's what's interesting to me. Here are the events that have led to this conspiracy. So first, you had the fact that Taylor Swift endorsed Joe Biden in the last election. Okay. Like, come out of your state of amnesia, come out of Joe Biden's state of amnesia where he can't even name a pop star. Did you guys see that video, by the way, where he's like, yeah, Britney Spears over here. Britney Spears is somewhere doing a hibachi lesson far, far away in a fairy tale land floating over Malibu somewhere. And this guy's like babbling on about all kind of pop stars, dead, alive, who aren't present at some event. I don't know. It's just really crazy. So Taylor Swift once endorsed Joe Biden. Travis Kelce, which I have my whole own theory that is very much based in reality and very much based in my experience in the inner working of Satan's lair known as Hollywood. Okay, as some conservatives would also believe, but I'm gonna get to that. Okay. Travis Kelce is a has a sponsorship ad partnership with Pfizer and with Bud Light. How could we forget? Like, it is literally the conservative trifecta of their purgatory nightmares. And what else do we have here? Yeah, that basically the Kansas City Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl, and like Taylor Swift and all of her billionaire, quadrillionaire power is making all of this happen somehow. Again, like from the depths of her Pennsylvania basement with the teardrops on her guitar, somehow concocting elections to happen and molding the masses and minds. Okay. So, because of all of this and because of all of these events, conservatives are. I'm not saying all conservatives, I'm saying there are some here that stand out. I'm going to lay them out for you. Like, prominent ones, okay, that have influence and effect are on this. They are seriously convinced. They are convinced that Taylor Swift somehow, I don't know, maybe she managed to sing Joe Biden some kind of melody to the sound of Kamala Harris's like hyena laugh and it woke him up out of a coma state. I don't know. But somehow, again, they're convinced that this is all contrived. This is all staged together for Biden to win the next election, i.e., Taylor Swift starts dating Travis Kelce. What do you know? He partners up with, Pfizer and Bud Light, like progressives' wet dream. Next thing you know, they're going to the Super Bowl. Next thing you know, Taylor Swift is going to go to the Super Bowl, and Taylor Swift, being involved in infiltrating the NFL, has already broken StubHub, Ticketmaster, like NFL views, all of this stuff, right? And so, what do you have it? But once the Kansas City Chiefs magically win the Super Bowl, wink, wink, because of the superpowers of Taylor Swift's pussy, apparently, that then she and Travis Kelce will be floating down from the White House and will endorse Joe Biden, then he will win. Like, it's wild. So here are some examples. Jesse Waters, Fox News host, did a whole segment earlier this month, okay, about how Taylor Swift could very well be a Pentagon asset, okay? Not shaking it off her little asset in stadium tours around the world, like setting off the Richter scale, this little biatch. But an actual asset. What happened in the segment? He played a clip from, I believe it was 2019, in which the Pentagon is giving a presentation to NATO, and they're talking all about influence and information. And they bring up Taylor Swift as somebody who has a huge platform, has a huge influence on, the minds of our youths and the sad little puddles of mud that they are and have become. And so this has drawn Jesse Waters to the conclusion that she is indeed a Pentagon psyop, okay? Or we also have Vivek Ramaswamy, who dropped out of the Republican, presidential race and who is literally doing a gangbang on Trump and his entire family around the clock. But he came up for air from said gangbang and tweeted something to the effect of, oh, gee, I wonder who's gonna win the Super Bowl? And what major presidential endorsement will come from that, right? As if insinuating again that this is all planned and that all of these people are working together. And also, we have Benny Johnson, who is a really, you probably have heard of him. He's a really popular conservative commentator. I'm not even gonna get down the rabbit hole of this because I don't really care, but he goes down a whole thing about George Soros and once George Soros bought Taylor Swift's music and yada, 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 blah, 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 poo. Like, honestly, and then ends the video with, she is an op and we all know it. Like, George Soros, this, that, potato, potato, again, like, I can't be concerned with that. All I know is, are you guys, like, let's just look at this. I mean, are you guys for real? And I'm not a conspiracy theory kind of gal myself. Like, I know people love this shit. Like, I know the dark web of TikTok. Like, somehow they ban my videos stating facts. Weird how that works. But they have no problem. People love going down all these like crazy little black holes of like the Illuminati and this and that. And I just can't be concerned with that because, again, I like to think that my brain is, you know, somewhat in reality in the real world. But let's just take a look at these grown adult people who are seemingly educated and who are informing and influencing the masses. These are grown adults, again, who have some kind of mental wherewithal to be where they are today. You know, intelligent individuals, I will say, intelligent individuals who literally believe that Taylor Swift, the pop star, is a, like I said, a CIA like secret weapon about to be unleashed on us all for Biden's sleeping beauty to come out of a comatose spell and rule the world yet again while babbling over his oatmeal. Like, I really can't. And that's not to downplay the power of Taylor Swift. Let's not forget her latest tour. I don't know if you know this. So her latest tour made her officially a billionaire. This girl, regardless of how I feel about her, like her music, so, you know, it is what it is. Like, for whatever reason, she just has the bitches hypnotized. But I'm not gonna knock her empire and her hustle. This girl, the Taylor Swift economy, if she was a country, it would be bigger than the economy of 50 countries. So I ain't gonna deny the hustle and the power and the empires. Happy that is Taylor Swift. But by God, people, I mean, let's not give it that much credit. Again, not knocking it, but like, this is a girl who details her high school prom still at the ripe age of like 34, makes millions, and you expect us to believe, to honestly believe, that she is in some undercover CIA, FBI cahoots to brainwash us all. Just let that, just think about that. So my personal little theory that I actually do think is, and it's crazy because I didn't even want to really talk about Taylor Swift on this show or ever. No, I'm just kidding. Because I just feel like it's what everybody, I'm an Aquarius. Actually, my birthday is Saturday. We don't like to do what everybody does, okay? When they go left, we go right. They go up, we go down. So don't tell me nothing. But no, I feel like everybody talks about Taylor Swift. Like the fact that, again, like Vivek, Benny Johnson, it's like, we get it. You know, I feel like it's been said, it's been done. Everyone's talking about her. I feel like it's exactly what she wants, like the good, the bad, you know, no press is bad press. So it's like, been there, done that. We get it. But once it became, again, a conservative conspiracy, I just had to put it out there because, again, a little dose of reality. You know that song from Great Gatsby? A little party never hurt nobody. Reality. I'm all for dream. I'm a dreamer. I dream, but fortune favors the bold. But a little reality, a little down to come to the planet, to Earth. Little facts never hurt nobody. Know what I mean? So that's why I had to say that. But anyway, my personal theory about all this, yes, despite the fact that I try to avoid talking about her as much as I can because I see it everywhere. We get it. We're tired. It's the fatigue. We're over it. My personal theory, I mean, listen, I think that this shit is as fake as Kylie Jenner when she is trying to convince us that she has had no foreign objects placed in her cute little body. Like, girl, I am not buying it for a second. You know, I'm not. I am Jack. I am Robert De Niro with the lie detector test and meet the parents. Like, I'm gonna wire you up, bitch. I'm gonna sit you down and we're gonna get down to it because I'm not believing this Taylor Travis nonsense for a minute. I think that this is publicists. Their publicists need a raise. They need a bonus that will be our ticket out of here and that will get us out of here because I'm just not buying it. I think that it's so, I don't know. I just feel like it's so fake. Again, like with anything in life, the faster it goes up, the faster it comes down. It just feels like, what are the chances? It's like the NFL. I mean, I may even sound a little kooky right now. Fine, sue me. But you can take all of my $5, have fun with that, and go to town. No, but what are the chances? It's like, you know, the NFL is the last uncharted territory that Taylor Swift has infiltrated. Mega influential entertainment beast of our zeitgeist and taps into that. Like, is best friend skipping with Andy Reid, Travis Kelce? Like, okay, none of us knew who he was, let's be real. And now it's like this whole public spectacle where they're on the field and like kissing and her red, like suddenly she knows every single, like name a play, bitch, name a football play. Now suddenly she's at all these games and with the parents and literally is like a linebacker herself. I'm just not buying it. And I think that it's publicists at work doing their thing. I think she's gonna have a ripe album, a ripe tour. It will have legs for decades after this. Travis Kelce is reeling in the publicity. Like, this guy can thank his lucky stars that the wheel of publicity fortune didn't land on any other given NFL player but him. And both can be on their merry way. It's just this big public spectacle. And it's like when you gotta try that hard. And it's so, even the videos when they first started dating of like them running up to each other when she was getting off stage and like, okay, it happened to, it's like when celebrities don't act like they call the paparazzi. It's like, you're at the perfect 90-degree angle from the camera and putting your arms directly over him. So it's like, it's just fake, fake, fake action cut. That's all I have to say. I'm just not buying it on that end. So I think, like I said, it's a publicity, a PR dream, and that's what I think. So you can come at me with that, and I really don't care. And then also, I have to, how could I be remiss if I did not also mention this isn't hardcore conservatives per se, because not all conservatives are Christians. I feel like the two often get, you know, interwoven and people overlap and put them all in one camp. But like, let's not overlook the extreme Christians I have seen who firmly believe. Forget the government psyop, who think that Taylor Swift is an actual witch here on Earth, reincarnated as a spawn of Satan to carry out his work. And like, they will dissect, you know, you belong with me, with her in her pajamas, dancing around in her bedroom, and somehow link it to the devil himself and say how it's all this, you know, satanic ritual getting into the minds of youth. So, anyway, that's a little bit on that. You guys are all unhinged. You know, take a shot, listen to a Taylor song or not. I really don't care. And get with reality. So then we have the other side now of the extreme, which is unfortunately for normal liberals have been lumped in with the extreme, like far left, which you would call woke. Completely detached from facts and reality in their own way, which is really crazy coming from the people who are all about like follow the science, follow the facts, what have you, right? So we're seeing response to the Israel-Hamas war. And again, this is, you know how I feel about it. We haven't talked about it in a minute in depth, and maybe I'll do, you know, it's ongoing, of course. Maybe I'll do an episode in the coming weeks to touch base on it all. But this is not to go down the rabbit hole and in the weeds of the long-running deep conflict and the who's oppressing who and all this, right? I'm just talking about what we're seeing, kind of higher level look into this, what we're seeing culturally as a response when it comes to, again, higher education and institutions of higher learning. i.e. Ivy League schools, i.e. some of the most prestigious in the world, which some people choose to reside on. I don't know. I'd like to think you, like me, are some of them. And even culturally, right, when it comes to like Me Too and all of that, and so all of the hardcore push we're seeing, and the push we're seeing away from actual facts that have happened. So I feel like what sums this up perfectly is a video that Tommy Lee reposted, which I need to get Tommy Lee on the show. Like, we are going to make that shit happen. He's gonna show his schlong and it's gonna be amazing. I'm gonna Me Too him so hard now. But speaking of Me Too, so he reposted an Instagram of Noah Tishby, who is Jewish queen, and she's an Israeli, she was an actress, she's become a huge activist and huge in all of this. And she was at Sundance. It's a video of her confronting pro-Palestinian protesters at Sundance, up in everyone's faces, right? And she's asking them questions. And these people have literally no idea what the hell that they are talking about. Like, the fat, and this is a big problem with all of this, including what's going on college campuses and with TikTok, but these kids know literally virtually know nothing. Like, they spew out all these intellectual words and they have actually no idea what the facts were and have them all twisted up. So these people in this video have literally no idea what they're talking about, and Tommy Lee captions it perfectly, and he literally says, "Are people this fucking stupid? Question mark." And it's like, right, where's the Pulitzer? Because this literally just says it all. So again, some specificity for you, some hashtag facts, because how could we forget? So let's talk about really quickly education and higher learning, right? So of course, when it comes to all of this, we have the testimonies from the presidents of colleges like Harvard and UPenn and MIT that were truly embarrassing for the fabric of our American soul, in which they were confronted and they were asked, does it go against your code of conduct? Does it constitute harassment to call for the genocide of Jews, to call for the genocide of an ethnic group? These ladies were just stumped. They could not. I mean, keep in mind, these are the same people, and I detailed this in a recent episode, who put actual policy in their institutions in place, in which constituting for hate and harassment were things like, a sandwich being made wrong, a wrong pronoun, a wrong bathroom, what have you, right? But calling for the extermination of an ethnic group, they're sitting there with their smug, little mean old faces, and just really pondering and thinking about, not even pondering, but just so smug and sly, saying it just really depends on the context. Like, we are free speech advocates, But again, like, if you make grilled chicken the wrong way, you're really insulting that other ethnic group. And so we're going to have to ban you from the campus. Like, it's truly almost comical. So that's one that's just out of fucking control, that you just can't condemn that immediately off the bat, full stop. Like, I don't know. It seems like harassment to me for someone, on my campus to out loud and in broad daylight want me dead, but maybe not harassment these days. I don't know. Like, facts are facts again, I guess, to them. So there was also, when everything was happening after October 7th, everything, all the atrocities and the horror, documented again in broad daylight, in video and photo, a Cornell professor, his name is Russell Rickford, I believe, in the Department of History, cheering it on, cheering on Hamas, another Hamas, sympathizer of our time, saying how exhilarating, these are his words, exhilarating and energizing the massacre at the hands of Hamas was that day. Okay. Who else is unhinged here? Oh, we have a tenured UPenn professor who said that, and I quote, Israel is the epitome of anti-Semitism. Like, right. Cool. Noted. It's like the same logic that I said in one of my recent episodes of like how Asians who are succeeding too much in our college campuses are white supremacists. Okay. Like, what are we saying? Same thing. It goes right. It's like, you know, the little cattle out there who are about to be our burgers, like they are the epitome of animal slaughter. Like they do this. It's like, what? I absolutely fucking cannot. But perhaps, I mean, they're all equally deranged, so pick your poison. But one of the craziest that I saw was a new video of an NYU professor. Again, this isn't your local community college. You know, this is pretty esteemed and pretty crazy. So we had an NYU professor, Amin Hussein. I watched the whole thing. So this isn't out of context for you, Claudine Gay, and the other ladies who are, you know, misplaced their brains today and their moral compass. He is just really kind of writing everything off. When he talked about violence against Israelis, the students laugh. Okay. And then he literally says, and I quote, "We know it's not true. We know it's not true." Right. And the earth is flat. And the earth is flat. I mean, okay, I'll say that. So another really psychotic example, and I've talked about this on the show as well, right? Is the dialogue, or unfortunately and hypocritically, lack thereof around all of the violent rape. And when it comes to Me Too, again, the same people who were outraged about pay gaps, or, you know, a comment Trump made, or Brett Kavanaugh, not only have nothing to say about the rapes, the brutal mutilations and rapes that occurred October 7th, but went as far as to say that they didn't actually happen. I fuck you not. Okay. So we've had people, again, mysteriously, even organizations like the Red Cross. You have entities and people who are famous for talking about, you know, crimes like these, rape, misogyny, what have you, and atrocities in other countries. Emma Watson, Michelle Obama, right? Silent about this. But one that will really tickle you today is none other than Breonna Joy Gray. She was a former campaign press secretary for Bernie Sanders. She is currently, hey, keep in mind, these people, again, are currently out and about with their megaphone, loud and proud, out in broad daylight, influencing the masses. She is a TV host on The Hill, okay? So this is the same woman. When everything was going down with Brett Kavanaugh, okay, she said, and I quote, this is a tweet, "The burden is on Kavanaugh to rebut it," AKA, the burden is on Kavanaugh to rebut the evidence and the claims against him regarding sexual assault, right? From Dr. Ford at the time. So when it comes to this, she literally tweeted, "Shame on Israel for not investigating these rape claims and performing rape kits on alleged victims." And it's like, Brianna, I don't know, but given that you know, again, educated, somewhat intelligent TV host, ran a, you know, campaign for a huge US senator, oh, maybe have a thought cross in your mind that it may be not a priority or tough to conduct a rape kit when, you know, women have bullets in their heads, their genitals, or are mutilated so badly after being raped, which, by the way, our accounts are from first responders, professionals, civilians, you name it. But when bodies are mutilated so badly that they can't even be identified as men or women, or for who, never mind for who, you know, who they are for that matter. So I don't know, maybe tough to conduct a rape kit at that point, but gee, what do I know? You know, I just know that when rape is you know, documented, when rape is documented in broad daylight, I don't know that the rape kit, you know, rebuttal really has any validity here. But again, that's just me. That's just me. So right, when it's Brett Kavanaugh, it's on him. But when it's, dozens of innocent women, children, minors, okay, civilians, it's really shame on Israel. Shame on those victims with bullets in their heads. They really have what cowards. They really have should have stepped forward to tell their accounts and their truth. Girl. Next on that. So my conclusion is, if it's not clear enough, we know, like, what a birthday present to me, right? And to us all, to see how, again, extreme both sides of our culture have become, but further, how both believe their side and believe they're right, right? And egg each other on and cheer each other on and just feed each other with the same echo chambers and the same nonsense. But they cry, they cried out about the other side too, which is so insane to me. It's like, I don't even know if they're aware. I don't even know if they're aware that they do it. And so with all of this, all the stereotypes about both sides of the extremities, you guys aren't doing yourselves any damn favors. It's not helping us. So just to kind of like be aware of that, like what I know it goes without saying, right? What you're taking in and what to believe. But further, and again, this is, I don't even have a definitive answer for you. Often I'll leave you with a question or something to think about, but all of this really makes me think, how do we, why, I know I joked at the beginning, like, why are we like this? But it really makes me think, how are humans so susceptible to this? And I know that this is a whole other rabbit hole, and this could be a whole other episode in and of itself when it comes to social media and algorithms and tribalism, but to really consider, where does this all come from, and why is it so easy for us, especially in this day and age where I'd like to think we've evolved from the cavemen, but I don't know, not so much that why it's so easy for us to be in the state that we're in right now. So with all of that being said, think twice, because the Alex Jones aesthetic ain't cute and it ain't nice.